AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
All right, I'm going to do something dangerous here, Boggs. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In our chat, I am going to, anyone that's hanging out, I've just posted a StreamYard link. And that, friendos, will let you join the back room. Can I say back room? Apparently I can't say. You're muted. You're 100% muted. But
I'm sorry, I was coughing. Back room is correct.
Okay.
That's the correct term.
I didn't know there was all these different backs that I couldn't say. Baby got back, but I can't say back door. I can say back room.
Look, man, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, I can?
I'm not here.
This is America. Oh, preach. Let's hear your preach. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. Say it, brother. Say it.
I can say whatever I want. It's America. So that link right there is going to invite some of our listeners to join on our backstage. And we are going to be doing some debates. So how this can work is we have got a whole bunch of blind debates. So again, just laying it out for everybody. How this works is we're going to take blind stats of two different players. And we're going to throw them up there. And hey, listen, we might do it in a lot of different ways. We might pick two similar high-end players. We might pick one low, one high, maybe two bad players. Anything is on the table for what these guesses are going to be. And the idea is
I hope
for...
I didn't pick two bad players.
You never know.
Two bad players.
All right, well, you never know how it's going to go. And the game is going to be trying to decipher and figure out who said players are. Usually how we do it is three guesses per A or B group, or one or two, or whatever the thing is. And Bogman has created some that I do not know. I have created some that Bogman has no idea. And the unique difference that we've done this year is not only do we have guys in their production from last year, we have got projected blind plays here. So, Bogman, we already have one of our first wonderful friendos, too. Someone we've actually spent some time with, this beautiful smile. He's the barbecue king of the West. That's actually been his, that's his
right.
Name. No human being owns more barbecues than this person. I guarantee it. He's got barbecues like I've got baseball cards in my house. Like, he has more barbecues than I have of, like, Diamondback autographs. And our boy Chad E., who we actually, our first game in the pandemic, we went with. Was Chad at the infamous Tatis home run call? Oh, you know
what? Yeah.
Do you know that we are almost a year, the year anniversary of it? Let's get Chad on here. Let's get Chad.
Oh,
Chad, what's
Lord.
Up, buddy?
I can't believe it's been a year.
What's going on, boys? How are we doing?
What's up? You
good.
In the backyard?
I'm grilling right now.
Okay.
He's visiting with the bats out there.
Yeah, the Arizona bats. You know, I mean, do you remember the feeling? Do you remember where you were the moment I made that magical call that shocked the internet? Yeah, were you sitting next to Boggs? Was that what it was?
Yeah, I was sitting next to Boggs, and all of a sudden you just hear crack of the bat, and
then
you knew
just
it was
laughter.
Over.
Yeah,
then your phone started going boom, 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 boom.
That was the craziest part about all of it.
I don't know that Welsh could replay one other play that happened after that one because the phone was going crazy.
It was wild because within like 6 minutes, it was all of a sudden like, I don't even remember, dude. It was like BetMGM or whatever it was. Bally's retweeted me. And then it was like some blue check marks. And then within like 20 minutes, I had, I think it was Scott Green from Prospects 1500 and our group me rooms are like, dude, you just made it on ESPN. And that was within like 20 minutes of that happening. And it was such a weird, wild experience. And Chad was there. All right, so this is going to be fun. So here's the question, though, Boggs. Do you want to battle Chad, or do I battle Chad? Or wait, let you know what? Chad, you get to decide. You're first up here. We don't know if we'll have any other listeners hanging with us. You get to decide. Who do you want to go up against on a blind play?
Ooh, let's hope there's no Dahlback questions in here, but we're going to go with the Welsh.
You're going to go up against me. Okay, so I'm going to pull up the screen here, Boggs. So anybody that's here, and it's just easier for us, not that anybody listening on the podcast cares whatsoever. Which one are you going to do of yours? You're going to do a projection?
I'll do the top ones.
All right, so well, you're only going to do one. You're only going to do this top one right here, which it looks like it is an outfielder one.
This is an outfielder question. Now, player A, Welsh and Chad, played in 139 games last season with 510 ABs, hit 273, 64 runs, 35 bombs, 97 RBIs, zero stolen bases. Player B, only played in 113 games, 399 at-bats, hit 266 with 76 runs, 32 homers, 71 RBI, and one stolen base. So
again, this is
hitting outfielders.
So these are outfielders. And then go through the stats one more time for everybody. You don't have to do the games played necessarily, but these are outfielders, and you have A and B. So give everybody listening A again.
Player A, in 510 at-bats, hit 273 with 64 runs, 35 bombs, 97 RBI, no stolen bases. Player 2, in 399 at-bats, so 111 fewer at-bats.
Yeah.
266, so 7 points lower, 76 runs, more runs than player A, 32 homers, three less, 71 RBI. That's the big thing here is 26 RBI. And one stolen base. So neither one of these guys are speed demons.
Okay.
Both power hitting outfielders. So you get to guess. So we'll let the guests go first.
Yeah, because I think I might have one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey!
So, Chad, how this works is you can pick either side that you want to start your guesses on.
Should we ask who you'd rather take first, just seeing the numbers?
Oh, yeah, that is the question we always should start with. You're absolutely right. So, Chad, which one would you take as a fantasy player, and then you can make your guess?
With being outfield, I would rather be better across more boards. So that average is really appealing, being close to 300, especially in a roto. So I'm going to take player B.
Okay. Well,
the average isn't close to 300. It's 266.
Yeah, maybe you're not seeing it right.
It's 273.
A is 273. Player B is 266.
So now that we got that hashed out,
let's move over to player A. Let's get that power.
Okay, so you're gonna go player A. I'm gonna go player A because I feel like I think I know who player B is. So I'm gonna go with player A as well. But Chad, you get the first guess.
Either one, A or B.
Yeah, your choice.
All right, let's do.
We lost Joe. He dropped out. We completely lost. So you can click back in here. All right, I'm going to take a guess. Okay. I feel bad because we're waiting on Chad here, unless he comes right back in. I have a feeling I know who player B is. And careful of the audience there taking guesses while we're doing this.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess player B, Adam Duvall.
No, it is not.
Oh, it's not.
That's a great guess.
I thought that was Adam Duvall. Oh, I thought I had B.
It's a really good guess. And this is because I brought up Adam Duvall in one OBP mock because he's so much better in OBP. And this is what the Welsh does in his brain. Now I'm
the Adam Duvall guy.
Now I'm that guy.
Yeah,
so,
you're the Adam Duvall guy.
I think Chad's...
is not in the back.
He said it kicked me out. So I'm not sure what that means. He might be talking to the bats a little hardcore tonight.
Yeah. Well,
so
again,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to post this in. Anybody is welcome. Any of our listeners can go up and battle against us here as we're doing these bad boys. Well, I'm going to jump this because our audience.
Someone called and it kicked him out. That's
what
happened.
So Our audience took a guess here, and hopefully they didn't go and look at stats. There was a guess Barrow had of player A being Stanton.
That is correct.
Player A was Stanton.
Is Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay, yes. So that was Stanton. So Barrow, you son of a bee, taking guesses, audience. Keep it to yourselves unless you're on the screen. The player B portion, with the amount of games not played, 32 homers with a .266 batting average. And they don't steal any bases. Who am I missing that's a big power hitter that missed time last year? And
somebody that I like.
And they're
that's not Adam Duvall.
This wasn't Jordan Alvarez, was it?
It wasn't. No. Alvarez hit way better than that, I think.
Okay, one more guess here, because we already know who player A is, Stanton. Player B, 400 at bats essentially, 32 homers. What am I not thinking of?
Actually, you know what? Alvarez didn't hit much better than that. .277 with 33 homers in 144 games, Alvarez did. So this guy has got a ton of power, lots of power.
Okay, real quick. Is this player not a big name player?
No, I mean, he's not as big as he was coming up. He was huge coming up.
Oh, we'll see. Then I was going to guess Hunter Renfro. All right, I give up. I don't know who player B is.
Player B is Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarbies. 113 games. Kyle Schwarber versus Giancarlo Stanton. You know what's interesting about that one? I mean, you definitely are playing with fire here because you pick big stats, I think, that are easier to pick out, by the way. But also what's interesting about these is their ADP is not that much different. Because I think sometimes
it is. Actually.
Oh, it is?
On
what's
Yahoo, it?
It
is. Yeah, look, it might not be very different on NFBC, but on ADP on Yahoo, which, you know, has just opened, so it doesn't have, it probably still has more draft data than NFBC does because it's all free. But Stanton is going off at 70.6. Okay. So inside the top 100, Schwarber, 122.5.
Ooh, and so Schwarbies did that in 100 more 80 at bats too. That's a good value. I love Schwarber this year, but the batting average has got to stick. I think. See, that's the one unique thing about this, because stolen bases don't mean anything here. The batting average being an anomaly is your question, because the floor of Stanton is just usually just he just misses it. This might be the biggest shocker. I didn't realize Stanton played 139 games.
I know.
But like the floor is
that's
like
definitely the biggest shocker.
Yeah, he's going to hit for like good average. He's going to hit a bunch of bombs and stuff. Schwarber can tail off. That batting average is not a lock. So that's where that's where it's an interesting one. All right.
But over 113 games, he hit .266.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. All right. We got our boy Barrow in the house. Barrow was taking guesses in here. Barrow, what's up, buddy? You better not have gone and looked at those stats, did you? Oh, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Barrow.
We cannot hear you, Barrow.
Dang, what's wrong with this thing?
Listeners.
I'm not sure, but let's go to another one. Give me one of yours.
Yeah, I've got one. Well, I was going to give you guys this one. I'm going to drop this one in here. And again, I've posted in the StreamYard if any of our listeners want to come in. And Barrow, give us a sign if you are back and we can put you on with this one. Because
bark twice if you're in Milwaukee.
Yeah, you can type it in or you can just let us know. Here you go. This one is a middle infield debate. Both are top 100 middle infielders, Bogman. Okay, you ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Player A, 21 homers, played 150 games, 21 homers, 98 runs, 69 RBI.
Nice.
12 stolen bases with a .269 batting average. And then just for some other references, I had OBP was .376, slugging .459. 150 games, 21 homers, 12 stolen bases, 98 runs, 69 RBI. This is a top 100 middle infielder. Player B, 144 games, so pretty close, 23 homers, two more than player A, 90 runs, eight less than player A, 79 RBI, 10 RBI more, but only five stolen bases, but a much heftier .295 batting average. Same OBP, .370, just a little bit lower, and slugging a tiny bit more at .493. So player A gets runs and stolen bases. Player B has homers, average. And I really think RBI is a little bit moot because it's kind of close. But if you want to give player B RBI, you're welcome to. Two top 100 infielders. So again, player A, 21 homers, 98 runs, 69 RBI, 12 stolen bases, 269 batting average. Player B, 23 homers, 90 runs, 79 RBIs, 5 stolen bases, 295 batting average. What you got, Boggs?
I actually have some confidence, and I think I can get these.
Really?
I think I can get one of them at least. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. But
I should have put player here. I'm going to put player A and not capitalizing player B. So what do you, well, first off, which one do you want?
I want player A. I think just the more stolen bases kind of voids out the rest of the differences here.
Okay.
A little more power. That's seven.
You're sacrificing your batting average for double digits on stolen bases.
Right, exactly. So gotcha. Just a couple more. I mean, just a couple more specifically in Roto is going to just mean so much more over the course of the year. So I think I'm going to go with that. All right. Now, now that I said I have some confidence, I'm probably going to whiff on both of them because I only really have one guess for both of them.
Okay. So, all right.
Is player A Trevor Story?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Well, there goes
Trevor
one.
Story had more stolen bases than that. So.
I thought maybe he did. Is player B, and once again, only have the single guess for both these players. So if I get this one wrong, I'm wrong on both. Is that Altuve?
It is not Jose Altuve. Good guesses. Good guesses. I'm going to hone this in for you real quick.
Okay.
Both are... you know what? Look away real quick. Because I got to remember which one this is. Oh, yeah. Okay. One is a shortstop and one is a second baseman. So it's actually really good because you guessed that way. I know. I thought it was two shortstops. But it is incorrect. Do you want to take any guesses? How about this? Player A is a second baseman. Player B is a shortstop.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Where are we gonna go?
Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called
In This League.
Is player A India?
Jonathan India. That is a point. Bogman, you get the point. That is a full point to you for the guess. Jonathan India. 21 homers, 12 stolen bases, 269.
How about the other side of the field for Altuve? Correa. Is that Correa?
That is not Correa. You have one more guess on B.
And B is definitely a shortstop, you said.
Yeah.
Dansby?
Nope. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
This name right here. Xander Bogaerts.
Xander Bogaerts.
23 homers, 5 stolen bases, 295 batting average, ADP difference, probably 30 to 40 picks, Boggs. 30 to 40 picks, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big, big difference.
That's a big, big number. Barrow, are you back? Are you with us this time?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We got you now. All right, Barrow.
Can you hear me, Tim?
We got you. Tim? I like that. It's a good call. It's a good ITL guy right there. All right. We just did one middle infield, which was Jonathan India and Xander Bogaerts. Barrow, you're going to go up against Bogman because I went up against our boy Chad E. Are you ready to do a blind play versus Bogman?
Yes.
All right. You guys, you're going to do a pitcher blind play, and we're not moving to the projection ones yet. I'm going to go player A and player B. Player A, 13 wins. 7 losses this past year, a 12.28 K per nine, just giving that for perspective, averaged about 3.5 walks, 3.69 walks per nine, but a 3.91 ERA, but check this out, a 3.68 xERA, a 3.41 FIP, and a 3.72 xFIP. So your big markers here, lots of strikeouts, over 12 K per nine, had 13 wins, and all of his FIPs just beat up his ERA. Player B, the exact same win-loss record, 13-7. But he had 11.5 K per nine, So that's almost a full K per nine less, but more than a full walk less per nine at 2.42, had a great ERA of 2.84 last year, but his xERA 3.6 versus the player A's 3.68, and his FIP worse than player A at 3.69, a little bit better xFIP. So just giving you some perspective, player A, more strikeouts and underlining FIPs and all that were better. Same exact wins. Player B walks a lot less and had a lot more applicable ERA run here at 2.84. So I think everybody
should Barrow did take my crown after my Family Feud amazingness.
Yeah, so
on a Thursday night football with Bogman, he smoked me in Family Feud the first game we played.
The first question, Barrow, is which one would you like to take? Would you like the strikeout guy who had an underlining future of maybe a much lower ERA, or would you like to go with the guy that has a better present ERA and is still striking out a nice clip? What do you want, A or B?
I would go A.
Okay, you're going to pick A. Now you get the first guess. You can guess the player that you want, or you can guess player B. I'm going to take this off for a second because I want to look at something. Got to remind myself who these players are.
Right.
Yeah, no, I knew who A was. I forgot who player B was.
Oh, did you really?
I did. That's funny. I did. So you're up, Barrow.
You
get a guess. So, you get to take a guess. Player A or player B, whichever one you want to take a stab at.
I have no idea who either one of them would be. I would say maybe Burns for the top one.
Corbin Burns, that is incorrect. Yeah. All right, Bogman, you get the next guess.
He probably got more wins.
Is B Robbie Ray?
B is Robbie Ray. Did you look at it?
I didn't look.
No. You scumbag. Absolutely. Well, Bogman is getting all the points.
Very high K per nine, dude. So very, very high K per nine. And he curbed his walks too. So
yeah, it walks down to 2.5, over 11.5 K per nine, 13 wins. Had a great ERA, but the underlining ERA not as fantastic. So, yeah, Bogman, you absolutely nailed it.
Can I guess player A now?
Yes, because you got one. You get player A.
Freddy Peralta.
Incorrect. Okay. Incorrect. Barrow, back to you. We know who player B is, Robbie Ray. Who is player A?
I was going to say Peralta. Sorry, Lane.
Now you got an edit point for me, Barrow. That's $5.
$5.
Who are you going to... Oh, you were going to guess Peralta, you said.
I would... Cole.
Incorrect.
Very high K per nine.
You guys get one more guess apiece for player A.
All right. Let's make it Sandy Alcantara.
Incorrect. I did think about doing one with him, but incorrect. Barry, you get the last guess. Player A, 12.28 K per nine, 13 wins, but a 3.9 ERA, but he had a 3.41 FIP last year, and he walked a decent amount.
It's not Shohei.
It's an AL pitcher.
I'm drawing a blank.
The pitcher. The pitcher.
Hold on.
You want one more guess?
Let me throw one more dart. Let me throw one more dart. An AL pitcher, you say.
Yeah, he's going to cheat. This is going to be Bogman cheat. He's like, let me look at Fangraphs real quick. And look at K per nine.
Well, I'm not looking at Fangraphs.
Let me look at K per nine exactly on Fangraphs.
Now, I was going to say Gossman because he's now pitching in the AL.
The pitcher, very popular pitcher this year, White Sox Dylan Cease.
Cease. All right.
Dylan Cease.
Yeah, K per nine, 226 strikeouts. If you would have put K's on there, I would have known exactly who it was.
Purposefully screwed around, and I took some stuff off in here and there to make these interesting. All right, Barrow. So you got the Stanton one. You nailed that one. Could not nail this one. Bogman has all the points. Barrow, we love you, and we're looking forward to the Barrow Rapport for baseball this season.
All right. Love you guys too. Thank you for letting me on.
Bye, buddy.
You got it, Barrow. See you, brother.
Barrow dropped an F word on here. You believe him? Who does he think this is? We got fined by the FCC if this were anything important here on the radio. All right. I don't know if we're going to have any other guys that are going to jump in to do some debates, but more than welcome. I've posted it multiple times if any of the other guys want to. But Bogman, let's get your next debate here. Which one are you doing? Let's see.
Second outfield one here.
Okay. It's another outfield one.
Right. So player A here, I will just read you through, 156 games, 557 at-bats. He only hit .239, 88 runs, 23 homers, 67 RBI, and 20 swipes. That is player A. Player B, 144 games, so 12 fewer games, 513 at-bats, about 44 fewer. He hit .265, which is 26 points better. Two fewer runs, 86, two more homers at 25, and 6 more RBI at 73, but 10 fewer swipes.
This is an outfield one?
Only 10. These are both outfielders. So,
okay.
Player one, once again, 239, 88 runs, 23 homers, 67 RBI, 20 swipes. That's the big thing going for him.
Yeah.
Everything else, average, better by 25 points, runs, but worse by 2 in 12 fewer games. 2 better in homers, 6 better in RBI, but 10 fewer stolen bases with only 10. So, player A or player B, and do you have guesses?
You know, I wonder if one of these can't. I have a debate that I put together, and I'm always wondering, is this one of those guys? It's a Barwich.
Oh, I didn't look at yours at all. I was like, because they were on the sheet, but I purposefully, I zipped past them and put all my stuff below, so I wasn't. They could be overlapping players.
I do wonder if one of these is. So, okay, let me take a guess real quick. Is player B Mookie Betts?
It is not. No.
Okay. The average is too low. That would be. Okay.
Yeah.
The 2320 is screwing me up here because I'm going to be pissed off when you say what the name is because I'm going to know exactly who it is as I was looking at stolen bases. It's not coming to me, though, with the 239 batting average.
Who are you taking between A and B? Well, obviously, like we said, you know, you get the speed, but the average is 26 points worse, and the per game pace is probably better for player B on those power numbers and RBI.
Yeah, I'm going to go with player B. I think you're trying to get me in here with the stolen bases. It's a really bad average. I'm trying to remember and determine, though, is this somebody with an atypical bad batting average year? It also shines that this is either. I mean, with those stolen bases, this is like a leadoff type of guy because he's got no RBI. You know who my guess was going to be until I realized it was outfield? It was going to be Jazz Chisholm. I was going to guess Jazz.
Okay. You know what? I think you're pretty. Let me look at Jazz's stats because I think it's pretty close.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I think Jazz was like 21 homers, 23 stolen bases, or something like that. So that
Jazz
was
Jazz hit 248 with 70 runs, 18 homers, 53 RBI, and 23 swipes.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, in that general vicinity. Player B is not sexy, but they got it done. And man, you're going to get 2 points and I got no points here. 265 batting average, 86 runs. So that's like a good middle type of guy. Is player? No, it can't be that guy. Give me a hint.
Player B. Okay. I'll give you this hint. This is a very big hint.
Okay.
Player B drafted, I'm going to give you the draft spots real quick. Let me just get back to it. Player B, average draft spot, 85.2. Player A, average draft spot, 226.3.
226. Why am I so stupid? Player B in the...
Why do you sound like Ren? You idiot.
Idiot. Stimpy, you idiot. Oh, good. We got another listener in here. God damn it. I am so pissed. I can't figure it out. I'm going to be so mad. We make a marker real quick. I'm going to be so pissed off when I hear these names. It is going to infuriate me because I know that I know them.
You definitely know B.
I don't know. Just tell me.
All right. Player B, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you have something to break within your vicinity?
I got a cup with water I could throw at the wall.
Chris Bryant, player B, your best friend, your number one favorite player in all of baseball, maybe outside of Wander Franco now, is your boy. Chris Bryant is B.
Yeah, it makes sense. That was not who I was thinking. Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
All right, another player debate coming up here, and we have got our boy, who just froze in the background. Hopefully, badly. All right, there he is. Aaron, you might want to stop moving around because you're freezing up, brother. But we're going to bring on Aaron Burrows. Are you there, Aaron?
What up?
What up, guys?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Now there he is.
Yeah, you got to stop moving around because your connection is like really bad when you move around. There you go. All right. So, Aaron, welcome into the show. And you, my friend, get to pick who you would like to play or debate against. You can go up against me, who I have sucked so far, or you can go up against Bogman, who has gotten two correct.
Man, no preference, but I'm gonna give me a pitcher debate.
Okay.
Pitcher, not hitter.
All right. We already did your pitcher one, right? Yeah. So I got a pitcher one.
Do you want to do your projection one, or are you going to do your other one?
I can do either one. You want to go to a projection one?
No, you can. We'll do projections right after this. Let's add this. All right, pitcher one, and you go up against me. So Bogman, let's hear what we got.
All right, so pitcher A, threw 187.2 innings last season.
Okay.
CERA was 3.98. Whip 1.36, 192 strikeouts with 75 walks, 8 wins, a 3.63 xFIP, and a 4.03 Sierra. Player 2, 182.1 innings, so only 5 less. ERA 3.75, so 2.3 points better. 1.19 whip is probably the biggest difference here because player A was 1.36. 3 more strikeouts, 195. 40 fewer walks, 35 to 75. 11 wins, that's 3 more. XFIP was 3.48, and Sierra was 3.6. So okay. Player A versus player B, Welsh, do you have any guesses on either one A or B?
I think I have one, but let's ask Aaron real quick. Aaron, okay. Which side do you want, A or B?
Well, you know, the numbers scream player B.
Yeah, he's got the wins. He's got the better Sierra. He didn't walk a lot. Jesus, he didn't walk a lot. I don't think I even paid attention to that. 195 strikeouts to 35 walks, but still at a 1.19 whip. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, so yeah, you're right about that. So you okay? But now, are you going to let that fool you, or do you think that is the way to go?
There's until we get more information, you got to choose player B.
Okay.
But you know they got to be close in the ranks. So I'm curious.
All right, so this is not going to be a good guess. But the 8 wins is screaming out to me. The whip doesn't make sense, but this is the first guy that popped in my head. I'm going to take the first guess.
Okay.
Is player A Zach Gallen?
It's not. It's not Zach Gallen.
You set me up. I thought I got it right. I was about to slap stuff off of here. Y'all are going to see me go nuts. You set me up. You're like, it is not. That sucked.
It is not.
All right. Aaron's face is frozen. Looks like he's asleep, but maybe we can still hear the audio. Aaron, are you still with us?
Looks like that internet crapped out for Aaron.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. There he goes. Just a little bit on a delay. That's all.
Your guess now. You can guess either A or B. Your call.
Because Welsh got none of them right.
Yeah, because I didn't get any right. Can't really.
He said Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler's neither one of them. It's a good guess.
Man, I like.
I'm going to give you guys ADPs here, so this is going to make it easier.
Okay.
All right.
I mean,
what? And I'll
maybe
just give
Sandy.
You, I'll
is
just
player
give you,
A.
It's not. It's not Sandy either. I'm That's not going to give you really. Which is which here, but I'm going to give you ADPs. So one of their ADPs is 79.9. The other one is 157.3. So about 70 spots different overall.
I have a guess. Is player B Joe Musgrove?
No, that's a good guess too. It's not Joe Musgrove.
Come on.
Aaron, you got another one?
Yeah, is player A Blake Snell?
No, not Blake Snell. All right, losers.
Last guess. We got one last guess.
Okay,
I'm focused on player B. Is player B Logan Webb?
No.
God.
I'm so mad.
So ridiculous. Aaron, you get one more guess if you want it.
Is player B Lucas Giolito? Oh, that's way too early.
No, not Giolito either. Okay, you guys ready to be mad?
Yep.
All right. Player A is Luis Castillo. Player A.
Dude, when you said the 70s, Luis Castillo and Jose Barrios came in my mind, and I got so hyper-focused on player B, I could not wrap my head around player A. Who the hell was player B?
Player B was Nathan Eovaldi.
That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. Nathan Eovaldi. Look at those numbers, too.
Back to what you're talking about
with Aaron. Look at this. Better Sierra, better XFIP. The walk to strikeout ratio is
40
wild.
Less walks, 40 fewer walks. It's unbelievable.
What is Eovaldi's ADP?
Wow.
He's the one that was the lower one. Right now on Yahoo, it's 157.3.
Yo, that's a deal, Aaron. Damn,
on NFBC, let me see if he's on NFBC. He's 132.9, and Luis Castillo is 83.26. So it's fairly close. A little more respect for Eovaldi and NFBC, but.
This would be a great player debate because I'm not a big Luis Castillo guy. I know some people are, but the underselling of Eovaldi with those numbers is just wild. The strikeout to walk ratio is like I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I got so focused on him and only 8 wins for Castillo. That was a great debate, Pogman. And Aaron, thank you very much, my friend. And we're going to see Aaron, I believe, in the mock draft coming up this week on the first
one. That's right. So.
Yep. Rock on, my friend. All right, sweet.
Jumped in there.
I don't know. We've had a good little run here of listeners. I don't know if any of our other listeners are going to jump in. I will share this one last time. But I think, Boggs, I've got one for you, and then we will do kind of a quick run if we don't get anybody on our projection blind plays. Okay, so I've got one for you. Are you ready?
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, this is my last one that's not a projection one. This is an outfielder one. Here we go.
I'm looking at it.
Player A, 23 home runs in 550 plate appearances, 93 runs, but only 58 RBI and 10 stolen bases with a .264 batting average, a .367 OBP, and a .487 slugging. So I give those in for a little bit extra, a little bit more of an OBP guy. Slugging .487 average, blah, blah, blah. I give you a couple other stats. Player B. 586 plate appearances, 25 homers, 86 runs, 73 RBI, 10 stolen bases, a .265 batting average, .353 OBP, and a .481 slugging. So they have the same stolen bases, close to the same homers, almost identical batting average. Player A has more runs, and player B has more RBI. So again, player A, 23 homers. 10 stolen bases.
I definitely know who one of them is, I feel like.
So, okay, hold on. 23 homers, 10 stolen bases, 93 runs, 58 RBI, .264 batting average, a little bit better OBP. Player B, 25 homers, 2 more, 86 runs less, 73 RBI, a lot more, same stolen bases, almost identical batting average. Which one do you want and what guesses do you got?
All right. Okay. Man, this is so super close.
Yeah.
I'm going to take player B. Just because it looks like he hits a little lower in the order, and
because like
more RBI,
the kind of like standard run to RBI, where there's a big difference in run to RBI to player A.
Looks like A is a leadoff hitter, and B is kind of more of a middle of the order-ish hitter.
So, okay, so you're taking B. So
I'm taking B.
What guesses do you got?
Is player B Alex Verdugo?
No, I see where you're going with that. Too many homers, I think, for Verdugo. I think Verdugo
thought so too.
20 homers.
But I thought you would screw with me because I don't like him and put him in there.
No, and higher batting average for Verdugo. Verdugo's like a .280 type of batting average guy for player B.
Is player B Trent Grisham? Probably too many homers.
Too many homers, and Trent Grisham is more like the homers and stolen bases kind of are in the same general vicinity. All right, so you get one more guess in either direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. Those are kind of my best guesses.
Last year, both NL guys. If that
both
helps.
NL guys.
They're outfielders. I've already told you that. But.
All right. Is one of these guys Ian Happ?
No, it's a really good guess because I think Ian Happ had 25 homers. All right. I'm going to give you the guy you didn't pick first. Okay?
Okay.
Player A, 23 homers, 10 stolen bases, 93 runs with a .264 batting average, and Bogman, he is being drafted in the top 15 this year. Player A, Mookie Betts.
Okay, it is Mookie Betts. Okay. I picked the same guy
I think.
And you guessed Mookie Betts. I should have guessed Mookie Betts. Stupid.
Well.
Great. Right. Okay.
The stupid.
I'm an idiot.
The stupid train ain't done. Player B, who you said you will take, with 25 homers, 10 stolen bases, a .265 batting average, Bogman, is Chris Bryant. You just did a Chris Bryant one.
Okay. I was.
You did it, Stats.
You would say something if we had the same guy. And by the way, you're laughing at me being stupid. You just did the same thing. You put his numbers in and did the same stuff that I just did.
I know. Well, I did them all first.
Just read them off.
I did them all. I did all the stats first. Well, while you stepped away, I was like, I think I'm gonna have to get rid of it. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna do this one just for Bogman because I have a Chris Bryant one. Because mine, I was fascinated with of putting Chris Bryant up against Mookie Betts last year. Now it's a last year thing. You can make those arguments, but when you take away the players' names, you went with, I mean, you kind of broke it down, middle of the order versus a high-end order guy, but it shows how bad Mookie Betts was. You took Chris Bryant over Mookie Betts.
Had a bad year. Yeah.
I was so scared you were going to, like, be like, dude, is this Chris Bryant? But you just didn't. You didn't.
No, I'm just dumb.
Which was so fantastic.
Yeah, just not thinking of it. Too much going on.
All right. We both have some projection ones. I think I've got two and you've got three, Bogman. Now, these.
You want to just read them off? No more guessing? Okay,
no, I mean, we'll do quicker. We're not going to make it a big production. I don't think we have any more listeners. But give me your first one since you have three here and people can play along. You have a Bat X projected blind play.
Yeah, I have one from each. I have one from Bat X, I have one from ATC, and one from Steamer.
Yeah.
So the Bat X one here is player A, 150 games, 591 ABs, 258 average, 91 runs, 31 homers, 87 RBI. And 10 stolen bases. Player B, in 144 games and 546 at bats, so about 45 fewer at bats, six less games. A 255 average, three less, 77 runs, so 14 fewer runs. Four fewer homers at 27 versus 31, and nine fewer RBI at 78 versus 87. And 14 stolen bases.
So player B, 77 runs, 27 homers, 78 RBI, 14 stolen bases with a 255 batting average. Player A, that was B.
Yes.
Player A, 258, 91 runs, 31 homer, 87 RBI, 10 stolen bases. Is player A Tyler O'Neill?
No. Good guess, not Tyler O'Neill.
Why am I so bad at that?
These are both middle infielders. I don't think I said
that. Oh, these are middle infielders.
Middle infielders.
Play.
These are projections, so it's not like anything's going to, you know, completely stand out because they haven't done it. So,
player A Javi Baez?
Player B is Javi Baez.
Player B is Javi Baez with 27 homers, 14 stolen bases. So who's 31 homers?
63.7 his average Yahoo ADP. Player A's ADP on Yahoo, 32.6, Marcus Semien.
Ooh, Marcus Semien. Okay.
Marcus Semien. So, I mean, look, you're getting a little bit less across the board. Marcus Semien also moving to a worse lineup.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think these could be fairly even, and you can get Javier Baez, 33 picks later, whatever that is.
Oh, that's that's a really interesting one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Welcome back, friendos. The end of hour two right here on In This League. It's Bogman and Welsh. Hopefully you guys enjoyed some of what you just heard, which was pieces from our most recent episode of the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast, where we were doing some blind plays. That's what you're hearing. You know, throw out blind stats. I think I even said on there, it's a prerequisite, I think, if you ever are going to talk about fantasy baseball, that you have to do your obligatory tweet of, hey, look at these two guys and without a name, here are their stats. And that's what we did in a guessing game. And, you know, you can listen to the
and also
thing.
For Hall of Fame voting, like they just did, player A versus player B to say that someone's not in the Hall of Fame, who should be every single year it happens. Yeah. So,
but they're like, but the only thing that can't be blind is the steroids, because we can't turn a blind eye to the steroids. Who cares about the stat? Who cares if Barry Bonds, probably the greatest baseball player that ever played?
Dude, what movie was it that they were like, an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind? But they said, yeah, but except for that last guy. That last guy's got one eye left because no one can see to stab the eye out. What movie was that?
I don't know. Wasn't that a recent movie?
God, I feel it's like a Russell Brand thing to say. So I'm just assuming it's Russell Brand. So
it feels like a recent-ish movie. Coming up here, though, we're going to get back to football if you're dying for it, because our boy KC Bubba is in the house, all his great podcasts, as he always does hour three with Bogman. And so what's on the docket? You guys aren't going to go crazy with props, so what do you got?
We talk about the Super Bowl, of course, and a little bit of baseball, but I think we're going to open up, I believe, if I'm remembering things correct. Remember, I do about 50 hours of podcasting a week or whatever ridiculous number it is now. But we talk about the Waste Management Open because it's in Phoenix golf this week. Yeah. Bubba, huge golf guy. And, you know, just the way he was talking about the weather and all the stuff. Remember, you used to live in that apartment complex right behind where the Waste Management Open was. We talked about that a little bit. Yeah.
I lived within.
I mean, it was on the course.
All I had to do was walk out of the complex across the street and I'm on the golf course. Like, right. I could literally in 2 minutes be on the golf course without anybody being able to stop me.
They didn't.
You got your window hit the other day, but it probably infuriates people too that, like, you know, it's right there and it's just, we don't care. I don't care about golf.
Not care about golf at all.
Now, right? If I had any edge on betting, I probably would, but I'll stick to my women's Olympic hockey. So tune in for that. Don't go anywhere. I step out. Bubba comes in. It's more In This League. Bubba Bogman, hour three, right after this on Sports Grid.